is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. A U.S. military official says Iran test-fired a medium-range missile this week, further escalating tensions in the Persian Gulf region. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
The officials say the test was conducted Wednesday within Iran's borders and posed no threat to U.S. forces. But it comes in defiance of Trump administration demands that Iran curtail its weapons program. Iran has responded to stepped-up U.S. economic sanctions with a variety of military moves, and the missile test could be seen as another signal that it's not backing down. Tensions have mounted with Iran after President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the 2015 nuclear accord Iran reached with world power. Iran has openly exceeded uranium enrichment levels set in the accord and recently seized a British-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz. Ben Thomas, Washington.
North Korea said Friday its latest missile launch, that is, was a warning to South Korean warmongers to stop importing weapons and conducting joint military drills, a message that analysts said was also aimed at the United States. Reuters correspondent Nathan Frandino reports.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on Friday said his country's latest round of missile tests was a warning for South Korea. Pyongyang test-fired two short-range ballistic missiles on Thursday, with Kim on hand to watch the launches. According to state news agency KCNA, Kim said, quote, "We are forced to continue to develop super-powerful weapons systems to remove the potential and direct threats to the security of our country that exist in the South." The test of what the South said was a new missile was the second in 2 months, and the first since Kim met with U.S. President Donald Trump at the demilitarized zone between the two Koreas last month.
Nathan Frandino of Reuters. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The House of Representatives starts a six-week summer recess without delivering on a top liberal priority, opening impeachment proceedings against President Donald Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
There's been tension between some Democrats who want to move on impeachment and Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who today insisted she's not running out the clock while building a case against the president.
We won't proceed when we have what we need to proceed.
As Pelosi defended her approach, she also took no issue with the calls for her to go faster.
Their advocacy for impeachment only gives me leverage.
Still, the impeachment push appeared to lose some steam after former special counsel Robert Mueller's halting testimony this week. Officials here say the nation has moved on. Sagar Magani at the White House.
More than 1,000 people staged a sit-in at the Hong Kong airport Friday, alerting visitors to the recent demonstrations in the metropolis, some of which have resulted in casualties. We get the details from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Protesters crowded into one of the world's busiest airports, greeting international visitors to Hong Kong with anti-government chants in an effort to raise awareness of their democracy reform movement. More than 1,000 demonstrators dressed in black filled the arrival hall at Hong Kong's international airport, chanting, "There are no riots, there's only tyranny," and "Free Hong Kong." Andy Ho, one of the protest organizers, said its main goal is to let more people around the world know what is actually happening in Hong Kong in recent months. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. economy grew at a 2.1% annual rate from April to June, down a full point from the first quarter, due in part to a growing trade deficit. Most analysts think that it could slow through the rest of the year. The U.S. Central Bank is expected to cut interest rates next week for the first time in a decade. President Trump and economic advisor Larry Kudlow have been touting 3% growth and are blaming the slowdown on Fed interest rate hikes. However, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that the president's tax cuts for corporations have not delivered on their promises, and analysts say that any benefits from the cuts have largely played out. Temperature records continue to be broken across Europe as the continent swelters. Paris surpassed its heat record Thursday, with the city reaching 42.7 degrees Celsius. The Netherlands experienced its hottest day on record Thursday, with temperatures reaching 41.47 degrees. And in Germany, heat records were also broken, with temperatures at 42.6 degrees Celsius. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.